Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the newly renovated Westbrook Public Library. My name is Sarah, and I'll be showing you around today. We'll walk through the main areas, and I'll point out some important features and rules. The tour should take about 20 minutes. Before we start, are there any questions?
No.
All right, let's begin. We're currently standing in the entrance hall. As you can see, the main doors are behind you, and straight ahead is the information desk. If you need help finding a book or using the computers, the staff here will be happy to assist. To the left of the information desk, you'll see a wide corridor leading to the children's room. That's a very popular area, especially on weekends. We'll visit it later. Now, if you look to your right, you'll notice a set of glass doors. That's the quiet study area. It's designed for individual work and silent reading. Please remember that mobile phones must be switched off in there, and group work isn't allowed. It's open during all library hours, but it can get quite busy during exam periods. Moving on, let's head down the main corridor past the information desk. On your left, you'll see the computer booking desk. If you want to use one of our public computers, you need to reserve a time slot here. You can book up to 2 hours per day, and you'll need your library card. The computers themselves are in the room just behind the booking desk. Further along on the right, there's a temporary cafe. We're planning to build a permanent one near the entrance next year, but for now, it's located here. They serve hot drinks and light snacks. Please note that food and drinks are not allowed in the reading areas, so please consume them in the cafe or the designated seating area just outside it. Now, let's talk about the lockers. You'll find them just past the cafe on the left. They're available for storing bags and coats while you're in the library. To use a locker, you need a £1 coin, which is returned when you open it. Please remember that lockers must be emptied by closing time. Any items left overnight will be removed and kept at the information desk for 1 week. All right, let's continue to the children's room. We'll go back the way we came and take the corridor to the left of the information desk. The children's room is at the end of that corridor. It's a bright, colorful space with books for all ages, from babies to young teens. We also have regular story time sessions here. Check the schedule on the notice board. Parents, please note that children under 8 must be accompanied by an adult at all times. Before we finish, I'd like to mention a few general rules. First, please keep noise to a minimum throughout the library. Second, if you borrow books, the loan period is 3 weeks, and you can renew them online up to 2 times unless someone else has reserved them. Finally, the library closes at 8 p.m. on weekdays, but on Saturdays we close at 5 p.m., and on Sundays we're open from 1 to 5 p.m. Any questions?
No.
Well, thank you for joining the tour, and I hope you enjoy using the library.